שלום, אנחנו בשיעור בנושא ללכת בהתגברות.
Hello, we're in a lesson on the topic of advance by overcoming. We'll read selected excerpts. We'll continue from excerpt number 25. You can find the study material in the Arvut system. Click the study materials tab. You can also ask questions. Relevant questions may be aired. Advance by overcoming.
Yes, in fact, to advance by overcoming is the state that needs to be constant in us, that every time we will see ourselves overcoming the disturbances, and by that preparing ourselves to feel the disturbances more, not to escape them, to accept them, and to overcome them. That this process, it will be regular for us, we'll be used to it with mutual support in the group and in all the groups, meaning all the tens. We will be such that we have concern and care to advance specifically from connection. Meaning that we're not advancing by seeing in front of us some system that we need to penetrate or come closer to, but that we need to see our states of connection as increasing. That only through the connection between us, in connecting ourselves to one another more and more, seeing each other dependent on each other more and more, every time again, in spite of the ego that wants to distance us, that wants to reject us from one another, then in situations like that, that we try and place ourselves correctly, one towards the other. By that, we're advancing towards the correct form of connection, the purpose of creation, until we find ourselves all together in a single system. Meaning, I'm not acting against connection, but actually for connection. That according to the intensity of the connection between us and the form of connection, the more we can complete one another and the more that we see each and every one's place in the ten, and by that we come closer to the Creator. That the Creator is attained only through the intensity of the connection between us, in the form of the connection between us, according to quality and quantity of our connection. And by that, we have the ability to see our advancement in a way that we determine. And we determine the pace of our advancement. And by that, we come closer to the purpose of creation. That is why. What does he write here? 25, Niv.
25, Rabash writes, if a person overcomes and says that the bitter state he finds in these nourishments are only because he does not have the proper kelim to receive the abundance, because his kelim are to receive and not to bestow, and he is sorry that the upper had to hide himself, for which the lower one can slander. This is regarded as man that the lower one raises. By this, the upper raises his achap. Raising means that the upper one can show the lower one the merit and the pleasure that exists in the kelim of achap, that the upper one can reveal. Thus, from the perspective of the lower one, it follows that he raises the Galgalta Enayim of the lower one. And by this itself, the lower one sees the merit of the upper one. It follows that the lower one ascends together with the Achap of the upper one.
Meaning we have here an opportunity by seeing the distance between us that we will see an opportunity to connect to the upper one and rise together to the upper one. That's how it is every time, the connection to the upper one and an ascent to it. That if a person overcomes and he says that what he finds a bitter taste in these nourishments, meaning whatever he gets from life, of course, is from there is none else besides him. And if he feels through, well, at least partly of, if I feel in my life that I see that this doesn't suit good, that does good, that fulfills all of my world, that's how it should be. So I need to say that it's not that the upper one hides himself, but that I am hiding, am concealing the upper one, because I do not have the suitable vessel to discover, to reveal the upper one as good. And to the extent I'm lacking the correct vessels to discover the upper one as good, then the upper one conceals himself. And I feel what I feel, but actually it's because there is a gap between our qualities. And by the upper one having to maintain himself in not revealing himself to the lower one in the vessels of the lower one, meaning that that aren't suitable for revelation of the upper one, then to that extent we come to a state where the gap between us, it compels us to change. And then I understand that it all depends on my vessel, that the upper one is just revealing itself in slices, in a way that's closer to us, in a way that's more in the form of bestowal. And we, in accordance, need to show our suitable vessels for it. And if not, then of course every time we'll feel greater and greater concealment. And if I, to the contrary, if I conceal my uncorrected vessels, by tzimtzum, restriction, masach, screen, or choser, turning light, and whatever's needed to rise above my ego from reception to bestowal, then by that I'm actually advancing towards the upper one. And the upper one is revealed in the exact same vessels that I first felt bad, then now it's called that the darkness will shine as light, and I have no problem because my vessels are now growing specifically through the vessels of reception of the upper one, the Galgalta Enayim of the lower one. They join the Achap of the upper one, and that is how they start growing and knowing the Achap of the upper one. And there's a question here. How can it be that the vessels of bestowal of the lower one are in the Achap of the upper one? And that's how they grow. So there's no wonder, like we study here. The thing is, not that I, for the time being, am developing my Achap, but my Galgalta Enayim, which are vessels of bestowal, to the extent they can be connected in a form of bestowal to the Achap of the
why is it mentioned here that after the upper one hides himself, the lower one can slander? Why is it he can slander?
Well, the fact that it's true, the upper one that conceals itself, it gives the lower one, the lower one can then say that the upper one is concealed. But it's not for reasons that are caused by the lower one. The upper one is concealed, and the lower one is seemingly always right, so to speak. And to the extent that he is corrected, meaning in the will to bestow, then he justifies the upper one. And to the extent he is not corrected, then by that he judges the upper one and also justifies himself. The lower one is actually always in a state that he is capable of slandering the upper one's behavior towards him. That's it. And what we can do here in a true form is only to go with adherence to the friends, because in that we can go in faith above reason. Because there's no other way in our intellect and our mind to correctly treat the state where we are.
So, for example, if a friend who's in a state of descent, how can we use his deficiency to connect to the Echap of the Upper One?
Let's not talk about Galgalta Einayim and Echap, because I see we're still confused here. I need to take the friend's disturbances and try to embrace him with all of my strength and to raise him towards connection without Gadot and I'm in a chap. So I connect to a friend. I give him everything that I can with of my impression and upliftment of the upper one, all of the relation to the group and the creator and the process and the purpose of creation, and I wrap him with my inspiration of the state that we are connected to the purpose of life, the purpose of creation, and by that I receive in my vessels the vessels of the friend, so to speak, and I try to relate our mutual vessels to the Creator. That is considered that one will help his friend. That what's happening?
What does it mean that we try to relate our common vessels to the Creator?
That we want to connect our vessels, although we are not connected. We don't have connection between us. But we want to connect in such a way that our connection will already be in order to bestow. And that is why, through that, we'll be able to be connected to the Creator, tied to Him. That's the whole thing of our connection. Why did the Creator break the vessel? Because in the connection between us, we can reach such a form of connection that we're doing in order to bestow upon one another. And then that same force, that same form of in order to bestow to a friend, I can relate to the Creator. Otherwise, where do I have the vessels of bestowal, the qualities of bestowal? I don't have it, but only from the Creator giving us the circumstances where we can help one another, and through this mutual help, we can relate that to the Creator. We can bring it to the Creator, and we can ask strength from Him. Because from my side, I can only bring the intention to help the friend, but to actually help him, I do not have the strength for that. So it turns out that if we try to help one another, if we're searching what we can do to help one another, then by that, we can turn to the Creator. That's our advancement.
Good morning, Rav, World 10. You described the situation of a chop of Aliyah. It's a state where we haven't reached the center of the 10 yet. How do we then maintain the connection with a chop of ascent so that the whole 10 will be drawn to the upper one, towards the Creator, towards revelation?
If we all of us, make sure or have concern of how to be connected to the vessels of the friend and to be included and to include them, to include them in their vessels, and by that each one will help his friend. Then through the connection between us, by each one wanting to help his friends, by that we begin to discover that this force of aid, of help that we can serve to the friend, that it's dependent on receiving that strength from the center of the ten, where the Creator is. So it turns out that by that we're finding this mutual force between us, that all of our corrections are aimed to Him and are received from Him, and also they're all associated with Him. So it turns out that Israel, the Torah, and the Creator start being as one. We need to try and do that more and more, like a baby that, is willing to try some game over and over again until he succeeds. Here, that is all of our work.
Morning, Rav. Morning, World Kli. Can you please explain what does it mean, slander? I say the Creator is good, that does good. So I feel like I'm convicting him at some point.
Well, I guess it means that you're not necessarily in a state of good that does good, and you have something to say against providence of good that does good, that you don't see it as good that does good. Because all of these states, because they all come to us from the Creator, then that means you're slandering towards Him. You can say it's not slander, it's truth. I'm not lying. I'm certain that all of my state is bad, and because of that, I'm condemning the Creator. It's not how it is. You need to discover. You need to try and discover the Creator, reveal Him as good. And because your vessels are in oppositeness from the vessels of bestowal, your vessels of reception, then you discover the Creator and what He does to us as something bad. But if you invert your vessels from reception to bestowal, then you'll begin to feel the world as good. And it's written that you see an upside down world, that suddenly it's revealed to you that the whole world is one big light, and that everyone is in mutual relations of love, and the Creator is the source of all connection and fulfillment of all of reality. But it all depends on the extent that you correct your attitude towards what, towards everything that happens. Nothing here changes other than your own individual attitude towards the state that you are in, that it's a state of goodness. There's no evil in the world. It doesn't exist, and it wasn't created. But you, in your individual personal vessels, according to your individual lack of correction, you discover all of reality as bad.
Thank you.
Okay, PT 13, quickly, please.
What is the correct prayer for a friend? To pray from the 10 correctly for the friend.
The correct prayer for the friend is when I see in the friend a means that helps me change my attitude, and I need to correct myself to such an extent that instead of me seeing in the friend all kinds of flaws in the connection with me, in the work with me, then instead I see in him a vessel of aid that supports me. Not that confuses me or disturbs me, but on the contrary, that I see in the friend only a good attitude. But it's, you reach this slowly, slowly. You can't immediately jump to a state that I justify the Creator, sorry, that I justify the friend in everything, but it needs to be gradual. We'll work on it. PT 6.
Where does a person take the strength to accept upon himself the troubles of the friend?
It's not the troubles of the friend. If I feel something bad in the world, something broken, I feel it in my own vessels. It's not that I'm seeing something that's outside of me. Just like we learn in perception of reality, anyone who sees flaws, it's through his own flaws. So it turns out that I don't correct a friend, I correct only my vessels of perception, my view, my perception, my... That's why there aren't any friends here that are in states...
Raim.
That are in bad states. But only there is one thing that I identify my uncorrected attitude towards everyone.
Thank you, dear Rav. In my tent, there is a friend who's going through difficult moments with his family. In what way can we join our desires in order to ask the Creator for all the friends who are going through such states?
Try and connect among each other more. You need to understand, if you exit the spiritual connection between each other towards the corporeal state of a friend, it doesn't help if you let go of the spiritual state. You need to see that the spiritual state that you now want to be connected more and more through the troubles of the friend, then by that you want to include these troubles of the friend in your spiritual state that your general spiritual state, the connection between you will grow. Is what the Creator reveals among a friend individually, is that leading to additional spiritual connection? So examine this and start raising these things in their importance. And by that, you'll find your help towards the friend. PT 31.
Good morning, Rav. Is the condition of working with the friend, to meet this condition, I need to feel that I depend on the friend?
Of course, if you want to help the other, then you need to find how, to the extent that you depend on him, because by that you discover the connection with him, and through that same connection, the same way that the friend bestows upon you, influences you, then similarly you can positively influence him. No matter what, we need to find how interdependent we are on one another and how we need to be above all of our corporeal relations to one another. That whatever is revealed, we want to accept it as a stimuli towards our spiritual connection, that one will help his friend, that everyone will help the friends to be more and more aimed towards the purpose of creation. And there we all connect.
The creation of this dependency depends on me or the friend?
No, it all depends on me. The Creator changes and gives us all kinds of conditions through friends, so to speak, friends, and through this seemingly changing vessel, but I need to accept it personally, that it comes from the Creator, and that's how I need to treat it. The Creator, by awakening, by showing me all kinds of corrupted forms of connection, or all these lacks of the connection with friends, by that he awakens me to be more towards bestowal, to be above my egoistic will to receive, and slowly, slowly, gradually, meaning to reach states that I understand and interpret everything spiritually, even if the most corporeal states are revealed, I can raise them to a spiritual degree.
Good morning, Grau. My friend is asking. I attend morning lessons every day. I try to apply your advice. What else should I do so that I come to the revelation of the Creator?
You can't put in to one sentence of yours everything we need to do. No, you need to be together with us in all kinds of activities and actions that we are doing. And to advance together with that from side to side, let's say now in the lesson. We had 30 or 40 questions from all kinds of friends. They relate to your vessels. We're all a single vessel. And that is why you have no choice. You need to be included with everyone and to hear everyone and to try and to solve the problems that everyone has, because it is all our general vessel. And not that you're now arranging yourself with your own question and asking it and wanting only to hear about this. No. It's not good. You won't have any advancement this way. So try and reach a state that you are included with everyone, included to such an extent that they are only to bring you the deficiencies, the lacks of the lack of connection between them, that you try time and time again to be in the correct form of connection with him more and more, and by that you advance towards the Creator, because he's the general force that connects us. That's it. I feel sometimes that friends ask their own question, and that's the only thing that's important for them, and they're just waiting to be able to hear. It's not good. It is not good. If some question awakens in any friend in our general world clear, that is a sign that I need this. That's the Creator as a general force. That's what he arranges for us. Okay?
Thank you, Ralph. Actually, this question is coming from my 10. Before we ask questions, we put it in the chat and we have okay for it. And the question is, since all evil one sees comes from his distorted perception of reality, do you suggest we concede them and do not discuss them in the 10? Toda Rabba. Thank you.
We need to be great experts also in covering up the evil and also in revealing it and correcting it and joining it towards goodness, towards the general state of goodness. You're right, that is all of our work, yes? That's why I'm not going to disclose whatever I feel like to my friends, whatever comes from my ego to... No, I measure to the extent that I can be connected with them, to the extent that I can advance together with them, and by that we slowly, slowly discover our vessels of reception in order to correct them, meaning to rise above it to connection. I don't do any other correction with my vessel of reception. If all kinds of hatred is revealed in different manners, then all I need is above that to try and reveal myself as relating all of these things towards connection. And it turns out that love covers all crimes. Yesterday I hated these things in my friend, and today I understand that I need to work on it until tomorrow, when I invert all of the cases of hatred towards connection and love. And that's how we reach it. Nothing disappears. These same qualities that I couldn't stand a friend, and today I agree with them, and later on I love them. And all of this, that's because the desires themselves, they don't change. The way we use them changes. From reception to bestowal, that's what it's called.
Hello, Rav. I have the following question. The connection between us, at least is the way I see it, it breaks by criticism. I want to ask this. Everyone hears you in a different way, because we exist in different qualities, right? So sometimes in the 10, someone says something and the friends tell them you are drawing criticism. So can you give a definition? What is criticism? What is allowed to say to the friends? And what's defined as criticism that we mustn't agree with under any circumstances?
Anything that I do in rising above myself towards coming closer to the friends, that is spiritual. And the opposite of that is corporeal. That's it. And don't start calculating here and philosophizing and nothing. But just in that way, we can talk about one another, that each one that speaks, he first calculates. From opening my mouth now, if I open now my mouth or reveal my attitude physically or in another way towards the friends, do I raise our kli towards a higher degree by that? And by that, we'll begin to see ourselves developing in the right direction.
What should friends in the group pay attention to in order to be more persistent while trying to increase our connection between us?
The connection between us is our mutual goal, our only goal, that we need to depict it, each one to himself, but in the clearest possible way, and unified between us. Right, so every time we need to give definitions which are more and more towards connection. What is that same state of connection that we want to reach, we want to be included in, that this state will take us, that it will, this is what we need to scrutinize. What is this unity called? And then from our inclination towards that same state of connection, from that we want to ask, that's what we want to reach, this closeness, even slightly every time. And that is the only reason we work for. So if I want to reach out to the friends, I need to check, are we advancing in that same state of connection between us? If I do something, doesn't matter what in my life, can I judge myself? Can I examine myself? Am I bringing to my ten, to all of Bnei Baruch, to all of the world? Am I adding some inspiration towards advancing? Some urge towards advancing. And here we need to be in a state that one will help his friend, that we don't despair. And it seems to us that we haven't started yet our path. It doesn't matter. It'll always seem to you as new. You'll always feel that you start from zero. But when you'll begin to reveal this state, then you'll see that you've already taken 1,000 steps forward. And because it has to be revealed as new, then you discover it as starting from scratch, starting from zero. And it's very good, it's very nice that it develops you, as it prepares you for spirituality, that you don't demand anything other than the action. So, although I see myself in every single state as an embryo, because only now I begin the work and I have nothing more, but I'm happy that the Creator has given me this first point in being drawn to Him. And I don't have anything else that's more important and great.
En estos días, un amigo que hace muchísimos esfuerzos y siempre está con la decena, nos comunicó que estaba en una situación de salud delicada. De inmediato toda la decena se movilizó como una familia unida y le brindamos aporte, le decíamos estamos contigo, estamos en intención. Y por un momento,
one of the friends told us that he's in a certain medical state, and immediately that led us to mutually support, and we immediately felt that I am for the ten, and the ten is for me. Is it correct to create such support towards the friend? Rav, I don't exactly know what state you're talking about or feeling, but we need to use all the states that are revealed in the world kli to correct these states, and we can only do that through connection. So if we feel in every 10, or in the more, in the wider connection between us, that there is place for correction here, then the connection between us is the means for correction. And you should see that we are here again in this pandemic, in this virus that's being revealed and growing between us in the whole world. And I told you about this, and I spoke about it in the last year and a half, that we've been in this disease, and I'm warning you, don't treat it lightly. Don't be a bad example towards friends, like those who don't want to get vaccinated, people who are smart and they have their theories. I warn you, we need to go according to the laws that the doctor has the permission to heal, to cure, with all of the things and all of the problems that we find even in medicine. Medicine is no better than the people that need this medicine. Doctors are not angels. And anything that exists in medicine, with all of its malfunctions and lacks, that is still what we need. If we would be better, then we would be healed by other things, by the light. But for the time being, we need to be cured by that same light that's being clothed in some chemical. So I'm telling you again, you need to follow the doctor's guide. That's what Rabash did. And I was with him at least once a week. We went to some doctor, an eye doctor, skin doctor, throat, etc. And he was very meticulous about caring for anything that he had. And regular doctors, not all kinds of remedies, no. No, he acted very, very, in a very material way here. You can ask. There are many people, except for me, although they weren't so connected to him, because I was by his side personally, and I was with him, coming to doctors with him in other places. But still, if you don't believe me, then you can ask, because it's very important for me that you'll be healthy. We have very difficult and tragic states in our different groups where people did not take care of themselves, and then them or their relatives have reached a state of death from this disease. And I warned you that the coronavirus will not go away. It's coming back. And now we're beginning to see how it's coming back to us in a second round. And there'll be more rounds that will come. You'll see. So please, I must warn you, whoever has not yet been vaccinated, whoever has not been vaccinated, he has to do it. He has to do it. Only in such a way you're advancing corporeally and spiritually according to the law that the doctor has the permission to cure from that same corrupted medicine, and that specifically is suitable.
He's falling asleep.
Except number 26, Baal HaSulam writes, it is impossible to attribute the bad to the Creator since He is the absolute good. Hence, as long as one feels bad states, he must say that they come from elsewhere, from the environment. But in truth, when one is rewarded with seeing only good, and that there is no bad in the world, and everything is turned to good, then he is shown the truth, that the Creator did everything because He is Almighty. And He alone did, does, and will do all the deeds. No, we read 27 only once.
Okay, read another one.
Okay. 27, Baal HaSulam. When fear comes upon a person, he should know that there is none else besides him, even witchcraft. And if he sees that fear overcomes him, he should say that there is no such thing as chance, but the Creator has given him a chance from above. And he must contemplate and study the end to which he has been sent this fear. It appears that it is so that he will overcome and say, there is none else besides him. But if, after all this, the fear has not departed him, he should take it as an example and say that his servitude of the Creator should be in the same measure of the fear, meaning that the fear of heaven, which is a merit, should be in the same manner of fear that he now has. That is, the body is impressed by this superficial fear, and exactly in the same way that the body is impressed, so should be the fear of heaven.
Meaning that whatever comes to him doesn't come from any other place besides the Creator, the good that does good. And it's in order to do good to him, to bring him closer to the purpose of creation. And to the extent that he accepts this, meaning in vessels of bestowal, then he has no more fear and no more criticism over what the Creator is doing to him. Meaning he accepts all of this, he deciphers all of this only in his own benefit and the benefit of the entire world.
Moscow 6.
All right, Moscow 6.
Доброе утро. А вот как он может сам, ну или я там, или товарищ,
how can he, the friend or myself, but how can one perceive this as good? Because when these states come, fear, or as described,
the right attitude to what we are going through has to be as a foundation of our society, that we all need to be feeling that we are approaching the good by the force of good, and only the force of the ego of each and every one in our broken relationships are not letting us see the good and feel the good. And all of us are trying to connect in order to fight that bad force, which is actually the Creator, only in His posterior, influencing us so that we demand Him to transform to good. And we have to be consistent in this and never let go of it. Just like how a little child doesn't stop nagging and demanding from his mommy because he knows there's no one else who can help. And then he demands and he cries and he yells and he grabs hold of her and shakes her until he gets what he thinks he deserves. And so the mother here already has to understand what she can do for him and what she can't. And maybe even sort of lie to him until he understands that he's not going to get what he wants, but it's for his own good, because it could be dangerous or something like that. So she gives him something else. And so the same with us and the Creator. We have to be wiser, more experienced, in that we have to see how is our relationship with the Creator becoming more and more mature, that I relate to Him in a way that I can receive His response in a better, more clear, clarified way.
Sorry, if you can guide us, how in each 10 will we reach what you explained? That either we need to do specific actions in some form.
We have to always work on it. What do you mean? Now I need to organize something new in the 10. We always have to be in this. We always have to organize new things here. How do we achieve a new connection between us to turn to the Creator? How do we feel that we receive something from Him? That we're coming to a state of me for my beloved and my beloved for me. And it happens from the 10. When we bestow from the 10 to the Creator, and then we discuss what have we received, what can we see, did we receive it from Him or not? Perhaps we still can't feel. If there was a change, and if there is, let's talk about it, but in a more direct, to-the-point kind of manner. And that's how we advance. It has to be daily. The plea to the Creator has to be constant, and we send to Him and receive from Him, send and receive, even if it's incorrect, even if it's false, even if it's... we don't understand it. It doesn't matter. Like babies, we want to be in touch with Him, and we're always there. It was seemingly there. Of course, the desire could be wrong, but it doesn't matter. That's our connection. In that, we express how much we want to find the relationship between us and with Him, but from between us towards Him. Not from...
Rav, how do we process our fears in the direction of the goal?
This is only by discussing it in the group and seeing according to what we learn that each time the fear becomes leverage, it becomes a source of turning to the Creator. Because all in all, why do we need all the negative sensations? It's in order to turn to the source of where they're coming from. And why do we suffer blows from that source? Because we're not connected to it correctly, face to face, but rather face to back. Meaning, for us it's vessels of reception, for him it's vessels of bestowal. So he's turning to us from his vessels of bestowal, but we don't want to accept him this way, because our vessels in the meantime are vessels of reception, and therefore we feel blows instead of candy, let's say. That's the whole thing.
Wanted goodness to come from it. So first of all, that's the approach. Now, we see here in the pandemic, we see that every country is prideful of what they're doing. We have this vaccination, we have that vaccination, like the Russians are saying there, and the Americans are saying, and the Germans are saying, etc. What does the Creator want? It's not going to end. We're going to pay a high price in suffering and money and so on. But eventually, humanity will learn that it's not my matter or your matter, it's ours. And maybe we should all together develop one cure, if it's possible. Maybe there are other conditions here. But we should develop one cure in order to fight one enemy. And that's it. Meaning the Creator is teaching us, and in every single thing, we are in the last generation, and these blows, they're directing us only towards connection. And the faster we understand this, we'll see how the solution is simple and quick.
Maybe more news.
Exit number 28, Bala Sulam writes, when one overcomes all the hardships and the disturbances, one is not easily repelled, but with a mighty hand. If one overcomes the mighty hand and does not want to move from one's place of holiness whatsoever, but wants to adhere specifically to him in truth and sees that he is repelled, then one says that fury is poured out on him. Otherwise, he would be allowed inside. But because fury is poured out on him by the Creator, he is not admitted into the king's palace to adhere to him. It follows that before one wants to move from one's place and breaks in and wants to enter, it cannot be said that he feels that fury is poured out on him. Rather, after all the rejections, that he is rejected and he does not move from his place. Meaning when the mighty hand and fury poured out have already been revealed upon him, then I will be king over you. Comes true. This is so because only through bursting and great efforts does the kingdom of heaven become revealed on him, and he is rewarded with entering the king's palace.
So obviously we're advancing through deficiencies, corruptions. We fall, we get up, we bump into things, disturbances. Those are the states that teach us. And we see it with infants. Every time they try and try and try, and every time he sees that it doesn't work, but by that he starts strengthening himself, meaning these disturbances make him stronger, and also aim him better. in the body, there's a force that won't let us rest. For us, it's clear that it's the Creator behind the scenes until we start discovering that it is the Creator who is in both directions. Also from the bad, supposedly, that won't let us perform corrections, also from the good, because his purpose isn't for us to be able to do everything in order to bestow. His purpose is that by us wanting to reach in order to bestow, we will connect to him, that he is the source of creation, and from him, we can get everything. That's why in our studies, we have to every time turn ourselves to a goal that is better and better in quality every time. As he writes here, until the Creator will rule over us. That is a goal. That's what is important for us. And then I recommend that maybe tomorrow's lesson, that I won't be there. I don't want to make any surprises. Tomorrow I'm going to be on my way home. And I want you to take advantage of this time for scrutinies and studying and have such a lesson where everybody can participate as equally as possible. Don't just put somebody else instead of me, but you feel that instead of a teacher, there's a force of the connection. Can you organize yourself in such a way that from now till tomorrow morning, you will organize your teacher to be the force of connection of all the world group, and not one or two of you? Obviously, we have people who speak really nice and also know how to activate everybody. We have those. It's a profession. But better if you think how we can reach a state that each and every one will feel himself that he is in that connection and performing his role in a complete, full way. And he has satisfaction by that, by participating with everybody. He has a feeling that together with everybody, they are touching the Creator. And the Creator isn't from here and onward, but he is here between us, in the center of our connection, in a way that specifically in this way we can contact him through all this connection. Okay. Who do I have here? I don't have anything new. Well, Kiev. Vlad.
Vlad,
what does it mean that we're touching the Creator at the center of our connection?
What does it mean that we're touching the Creator in the center of our connection? It means that we feel that our connection gives us a higher degree, a higher state, a spiritual state, such that each one is in self-annulment on one hand, And on the other hand, he can ascribe himself to society and disappears in there in the connection with society by devoting himself to them. And in this feeling, which is a restriction, a screen, reflected light, he can start discovering his spiritual state. That's it. Scrutinize it between you how you can reach such a state. How is that possible to do? There are people that it's very difficult for them to reach it. And there's such that it's very easy for them. It all depends on the depth of the kli. Usually people that feel it's difficult are in very strong, big vessels. But until they can reach their correction, it's years and a lot of work. So for each one, it's his role.
Okay.
What in this connection, by melting, what are we restricting?
We are restricting our will to receive until we start seeing ourselves as annulling one another, meaning not each one, annulling one compared to the others, each one annulling himself towards the others in order to integrate in one point, and to the extent that we are all in one point, that each one is annulled towards society, then we can start working that point of annulment can widen itself, expand itself in a way that it's not each one subjugating towards society, but also incorporated from the qualities of the others, of the friends, of the ten, incorporated in them, and in that way advances. And after he annuls himself towards them, he can incorporate in them, and then can also correct himself in something and be in them, not only from them but in them. And in such a mutual way we build the body of the soul that is entirely mutual to all of them. That's how we do it. That's what we're supposed to be doing in the period of the final the last generation. It's work, and very serious work. That's why we need to think. It's before us. But it all comes from the point of annulment of each one towards the others. That's the meaning of the friends in the ten. I don't know, I don't understand, I'm not a person of dissemination. I explain the system and the way you have to go and correct ourselves towards the last generation, that all of humanity now, whether they want it or not, they're already entering such a system. Such pandemics will keep coming, from a small pandemic till a huge war. But all of this is for us to feel ourselves connected and connected to each other, and that we'll feel how we're dependent on one another. Dependent whether we want it or not. Obviously, we don't want it, but this dependency will be revealed in such a way that each one holds his friend's destiny. Each one. And I don't have anything to convince the friend by that. Well, help me with my destiny. But if he can do, he can do good, he can do bad. What I can do, nothing. Not even in return. Like a merchant and a buyer, we can't even participate. Each and every one will determine the friend's destiny in a way that he is responsible for it and he is free about it completely, to such an extent. And the pandemic will teach us, all of humanity, that the mutual dependency is the topic.
Да, Раф, вот вы сейчас вот затронули такую тему, вот, вот эту тему мы сейчас проходим.
Yes, have you touched this topic now?
Заканчиваем ее.
The topic we're learning now, advancing by overcoming. And yesterday too, you said with fear that we are being tested. Now too, you said it all depends on our connection. So my question is this. The feeling of fear and concern coming from you is felt with regard to Bnei Baruch's development. How can we feel? Toward tomorrow, so that at least during the day we can process a new layer.
As much as you discover the connection between you, the necessity to connect, that's what you're lacking. Each and every one still feels himself as if he independently can reach Gmar Tikkun. And I'm telling you that all the steps to Gmar Tikkun, you can't even take the first step, but only by overcoming and connecting between you. That each step ahead is called more connected and more and more and more. And the intensity of the connection is revealed as steps ahead. You still don't have this necessity to connect. That by this, we stabilize the vessel of the shattered.
In our tent, it feels like we're going through these states of distancing from each other and trying to overcome it. At the end of the day, we're supposed to discuss how we have advanced closer. How are we supposed to measure it then?
Speak between you at the end of the day. And while you discuss about it, you'll understand as much as you are in the corrections which are advanced, only by discussing and connecting and scrutinizing between you, you can get the right discernments. You should respond to each and everything in a way where everyone speaks and nobody is disregarded. We take everybody into consideration, and then you'll see that suddenly you have this wisdom between you and a mutual attitude towards everybody. That's it. That's how it happens.